We are not doing only plays. We are producing events coping with the political situation in Israel, against the civil war, against the problem with the Palestinians, against violence in Israel, violence in the family, violence in the society. So in a way, we don't feel like a repertoire theater. We feel like a cultural institution. We are coping with the real situation in Israel.
History has served to diminish the one-time substantial Jewish influence in Prague. However, Ilan Rohan of the Israeli embassy here believes that time has come to re-establish former cultural links.
We cannot, of course, disconnect cultural relations and the political one. For over 40 years, we didn't really have any political connection. But ever since we re-established our political relations, we also did the same thing with our cultural ones. And I think this is maybe the most flourishing aspect of the relations today. We have many exchanges of culture. I think the highlight is the Bima's performance here, but it's not the only one. It's not only theater, it's other things as well. We're bringing musicians here, Czech artists are going to Israel. I think maybe today this is the most significant part of the relation between Israel and Czech Republic.
And as Mr. Agmon explains, it's not just a one-way exchange. Israeli audiences have been appreciating Czech culture for many years.
Kafka, this is clear, Hašek, to remind people who came from Czech to Israel, Josef Milo, Peter Lebel, who was a director in the Habima Theater. I believe that now we can sum up all the fragments of it and to start to build really cultural relationship between Israel and Czech.